So Hugh, there's a sport you really need to look into, and that is roller derby. You would love it. You'd fit right in. Just basically roller skating and like WWE professional, like wrestling. So yeah, you'd do great. Well, let me pray, then we'll get it started. And yeah, Lord, just thank you for the gift of your word. And thank you for all the ways that you speak to us through your word. So, Lord, will you open our ears, give us the ears to hear what you want to say to us today. Will you soften our hearts so we might be transformed and formed together through your word. Amen. So, yeah, Hugh mentioned that we're in a sermon series looking at the different ways that you might like to get involved in the life here at All Saints. Yeah, maybe you're new here. And you would like to get to know some of the people that make up the church. Maybe you've been here for quite some time, but you felt like you've always kind of been on the fringe of this community. Well, this morning, we're going to be thinking about small groups. And I'll try to answer, you know, like what a small group is, what you can expect if you join a small group, and why I think small groups are really important. But first, let's start looking at that verse, verse 12. From our John reading, Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." Now, who was Jesus speaking to when he said this? It was his 12 disciples. Now, Jesus had loads of disciples, actually. He had hundreds of people who were following him and learning from him. They were his students, his disciples. But he only chose 12 to be his apostles. These are the guys he would really invest his time in and teaching and training and would one day send them out to continue the ministry that Jesus was doing. And even out of those 12, he still had three, Peter, James, and John, that he seemed to have invested even more time with. So let's think about this. You come to a service like this. Now, we're not like a huge church or anything, but even so, it'd be very difficult. I mean, I think next to impossible to try and really get to know everyone here, let alone try to live out this challenging command that Jesus has given us, that if you are a disciple of Jesus, that we are to love one another as I have loved you. I can't do that with everybody here. I can do my best to be nice to you. I mean, I'll help you if I can. I'll do my best to remember your name. But to sacrificially love and commit myself to everyone here, I mean, I can't do that. And that's why we need small groups. Now, I'm going to paint kind of an idealized picture of what a small group is. I'm not saying we pull this off all the time, but I do think this is what we're striving to do in our small groups. Now, a small group is pretty much what it says on the tin. It's a small group of people, you know, 6, 8, 10 people, maybe more, maybe less, from this church who have decided that they're going to spend more time together, to study the Bible together, to pray together, to support and encourage one another, like in our Hebrews reading, and to live life together, and ultimately to grow in their discipleship with Jesus. Like how Jesus had his 12 that he set apart from the masses to commit himself to, a small group is a number of people from here who we are committing ourselves to one another. Again, this is kind of like an idealized picture of what a small group is. I mean, but we got to remember, we're people. We're sinful people. And living in real community is often really hard. But that's what an idealized small group is in a nutshell. It's a small number of people who are committing themselves to one another to grow in their discipleship with Jesus. Heather Gravel has recently taken on a role as kind of like a small group coordinator. And she'll be up here in a little bit just to tell us more about small groups and how we can get involved in one. But that is if I don't talk you out of it first. I'm gonna try not to. So what can you expect when you join a small group? I mean, this is where the rubber meets the road, right? I mean, these are the people that I'm committing myself to sacrificially love as Jesus loves. I mean, these are my people. Well, it's not nearly as intense as that, really. That just made it sound. It's never really intense, at least from my experience. But when you join a group or you start a group, it's made up of people who are just like you. Maybe not personality-wise. Maybe your life experiences have been completely different. And maybe you're at different ages and stages of life. But they are like you. Because they want to know what it means and looks like to be a follower of Jesus. Now, our John reading, it starts off in kind of a strange way. Jesus commands his disciples to love one another. Now, Jesus gave his disciples a lot of commands throughout his time with them. And we don't like that word command. I mean, I don't like that word command necessarily, or the idea that God commands us or he will reject us. But we've got to understand that these commands are one of the greatest gifts that Jesus has given us. These commands lead us to eternal life. I'm not talking about, you know, after we're dead or heaven, anything like that. I'm talking about the here and now. Jesus' commands shows us how to truly live, that we might know his joy and our joy be full. I mean, these commands of loving one another, forgiving one another, grieving with one another, rejoicing with one another, elevate the other above yourself, seek peace with one another. All these things sound a bit fluffy and nice and good, but in reality, again, when the rubber meets the road, living in a community that seeks to live like this, that chooses peace over winning the argument, you know, forgiveness and reconciliation over holding on to resentment or avoiding confrontation, that's not easy. And over our life experiences, we've formed these different opinions. We have formed a different worldviews, which is going to lead us to interpret the Bible and our understanding of who God is in different ways. But even so, even with all of our differences, are we going to choose to obey Jesus' command to love one another, or are we going to choose something else? I'm just going to kind of wrap this up, really, because Heather's going to share more in a little bit. By just focusing on why I think small groups are so important. Now, I just rattled off a few of the many commands that Jesus gave his followers. I don't know if you noticed, but there are two words that are repeated in most of the commands that I included and about half of all the commands that Jesus gave. These commands all are included with the same two words, one another. Love one another. Forgive one another. Be devoted to one another. Honor one another. Build one another up. Now, Jesus said in John 14, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." And just before he ascended and sent his disciples out to tell, he tells them in Matthew 28, "Go. Make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age." So their mission was to teach others all that Jesus had commanded. So many of Jesus' commands include that phrase, one another. We need one another. We can't be a disciple and live out his commands without one another. And I'll even say we can't love Jesus without one another. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. These commands show us the way that we are to relate to one another. But more than that, us living out these commands shows the world who God is and what his love looks like. John 13, Jesus said, "All will know that you are my disciples by the love that you have for one another." And we can't quite do that here in this type of setting. not to the extent that we're called to. And if this is all you know of church, well, I think you're missing out. Because the church is a community. It's not a building. It's not a service that you go to. Church is a community of people who are following the ways and commands of Jesus. So it's important. It's vital that we find those few, that we can commit ourselves to learn how to love, despite all of our differences, and the way that Jesus loves us. And again, I'm not saying our small groups always live up to this. But this, I think, is what all small groups should be striving for. And maybe you can help make this actually happen. So let's pray. Yeah, Lord, just thank you that you are a God of community, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that eternal dance of constant loving and encouraging and building up of the other. And then thank you so much for how different and broken and sinful we are from you, but you chose to meet us right where we are. And to invite us into that dance of the triune God, the God of community. So Lord, will you, through your Holy Spirit, will you change our heart to become more like you toward one another, that we can love them the way that you love us. In Jesus' name, amen.